Yael Lasowski from the Consumer Choice Center joins us here this morning, talking in the last segment with us surrounding legal reform, I should say. And as always, we are happy to have him with us from the Consumer Choice Center, and he's live once again from Vienna, Austria this morning. Well, Yael, I'm sure you've been keeping up on this story here in the States surrounding the popularity of e-cigarettes, vaping, and how, well, more and more folks are turning up with respiratory illnesses, and now the president has even lended his opinion on this, saying that, you know, maybe we need to scale back and regulate this form, a popular form of smoking, so to speak. And I know you're one for choice and freedom, and that has to kind of, you know, ruffle your feathers a little bit when you hear how this story has been framed in many cases, a way that is pretty misleading in my mind when it comes to vaping and e-cigarettes.
Yeah, for those who are participants at the School of Hard Knocks, please open up your textbook to page one, because this is a textbook example of just another scare. It's really sad to see that it's come to this. It's sad to see that President Trump has taken this line. The issue that has been in the headlines and that everyone has been talking about for now several weeks has to do with vaping, and has to do with the idea that people are using electronic cigarettes and vaping as a different means of getting their nicotine rather than smoking cigarettes or cigars or doing dip or any of these things. And what's really sad about this is we're talking about stuff that's illegal. The people who have been sick, of the vast majority of all cases that you've seen in the media, people have gotten sick because they have purchased black market THC, read cannabis, cartridges. And there's someone that actually was just arrested in Wisconsin. They had a huge ring where they were buying empty cartridges on eBay, filling them with their own home blend of cannabis oil, mixing it with a particular type of vitamin so that it would actually go poof into a cloud. And actually, that is what has been getting a lot of people sick. So the issue is that what is found on the street and in the black market has been conflated with whatever e-cigarette you can buy at your local gas station or at the tens of thousands of mom and pop vape shops that are around the country. And if they're going to talk about getting rid of any kind of flavored vaping, this is immediately 20,000 of these shops disappearing overnight. And it's kind of strange that in the last decade or so that we've had this, we have not had these cases of people with these respiratory illnesses like we have today. And the main culprit really is that young people want to be able to vape and experience this, and they're getting it in order to smoke cannabis, not the nicotine that so many other people are vaping for. So it's very sad to see that this is just a big scare. A lot of people are in the news saying this is the next crisis. But when they interview the people who actually have the illnesses, it turns out they've been getting their stuff off the street and not in the legitimate shops. So because of the black market items and the people getting sick, we're now going to ban the very legal things that are in our stores. That makes sense, doesn't it, Joe?
And the illness that many of these people are getting from, you know, the illegal purchase of these cartridges, again, as you mentioned, mixing the THC, the substance that gets you high, the chemical that gets you high through cannabis and these different vitamins, is similar to what we know as popcorn lung. It's caused by breathing in a chemical similar to what you would get through microwaved popcorn. It's an illness that has been associated with that over the years through your lungs. And this is what we're getting now through this vaping that, again, is pretty much coinciding with the fact that these people are purchasing this from somebody on the black market, and it's illegal. And how they can tie this all together makes no sense to me. Is it big tobacco maybe behind all of this? Who knows? Not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but who knows who's behind this push?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a big push from the anti-tobacco community, which is very sad, because there's millions of people around the country who've actually quit tobacco by using these vaping devices. So, I mean, I'm not sure who the players are at foot, but look, there's the problem here is with the illegal knockoffs. Now, there's still very legitimate cartridges that you can buy. Joe, I would not be your humbled and esteemed radio reporter if I were not a good consumer advocate to say that I have purchased legal cartridges of both types. and I have tested them and they've been safe because they've been purchased in stores and legally. The issue becomes when you have no accountability and things are on the black market, people are vaping and huffing and sniffing all types of things, and we don't know. That's why you need to legalize these kind of things so that people don't get harmed. Now, if we're going to take the route of some countries like India or Australia who've completely banned any kind of vaping or e-cigarettes, what are you supposed to do if you're a 20-year smoker? Basically, the government is endorsing an approach that says, go back to your pack and no more vaping for you. And I think that's the biggest issue out of this. We need to address it because this is what people have been using as a better way to reduce the harm for them to consume their nicotine. And to see the government kind of just capitulate to yet another health scare, it's very scary. So we need to put the pressure on the administration, put the pressure on President Trump, and let people know that people want to vape and they want their alternative. So let's stop with the scare stories and make sure we can get people on board to really face the facts.
Well, let's tell the real story with the facts and not conflate the two differences that we pointed out here this morning as to why this is causing a health issue for so many people, because it's going through an illegal process in the black market rather than going to your local vape store. Yael, thanks as always for the perspective. We'll do it again here maybe towards the end of the week. I'll get in touch with you here, and we'd love to have you back on as always. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Joe. Cheers.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center, live from Vienna, Austria, here this morning, as he is from time to time. Vienna, Sweden, we've had him. We've had him in Columbia, South Carolina, Charlotte. Who knows? Where in the world is Yael Lisowski?